time to tell the neighbors the Charlie Evers Show is on. It's time that you can listen to eras long bygone. So email all your loved ones or call them on your phone and tell them Charlie Evers is on. It may be terminal wrinkles, it may be Hillary's hair, it may be on top of the courthouse, you bet old Charlie's there. You may be invited to dinner, but tell them you can't come. The Charlie Evers is on.
Okay, and good morning once again, and welcome back to WWGH in the center of Marion. Yeah, we're on Center Street. And let me see, I'm giving away, I've had a lot of pickups. Okay. And, let's see. All right. Yeah, we're doing good here on prizes today and giveaways. All right. But still, I am really so curious, and I'm sure you are too, about the wrong way stripes on West Center Street. And no one has come out yet to say how they got mixed up. Were they painted overnight in the darkness? But they're across from City Hall, which makes it even more embarrassing, probably. And in front of the county building. And the people that park there, that go to the Palace Theater, probably wonder, hey, how am I got to make a big U-turn to get into those spaces. It's kind of interesting. So they'll have to be painted over, of course, and then repainted in the right direction. Otherwise, how are you all doing today? Have you been downtown? Okay, they had a very nice block party last night between center and church. That's good to hear. And that's what it takes, you know, people getting together and enjoying something they've not been around for a while, and that's the downtown area. I saw, too, where they're another facility is being installed for artwork and different things. So, yes, the downtown is coming around, and I hope that people have good luck. I keep thinking of what it will be like when we get to the cold winter days. Will people come downtown? Parking. 90 spaces were taken away when they put the streetscape program in years ago, and those 90 places are so needed now with new businesses coming downtown. You know, after the streetscape program in, we lost one business after another. And, of course, the same thing went on in a lot of cities. Galleon is trying a comeback, but usually it's, you know, antiques or used clothing or something like that. Okay, now, what else can I ask you? Oh, I've not got the answer yet on the question. Ooh, look at this.
Is this on the diet, Charlie?
Oh, wow. Coffee and, a donut. Oh, my.
From Andrews.
Oh, right. Andrews Pastries. Oh, Boy, is that good. Wow. And there's another great success story, Andrews Bakery. Remember, Andrew was a, his dad ran, I don't know if he still runs the Arby's on South Main Street, or Delaware Avenue, rather. But Andrew graduated through Tri Rivers, went on to culinary school, and come back to Marion to be very successful. And people regard Andrew's pastries as the very best. And, boy, he's good. All right. It's 11:20. And I got pickles or cucumbers galore. And if anybody would like a cucumber, you might want to talk to me. Well, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hey, Charlie, I just went by the parking area down there across from City Hall.
Oh, yeah, what's going on?
I talked to the workers there, and I said, is that the orders from the mayor? And they said, yeah, he wants to have back-end parking now there, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
They was driving me like I was driving them.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he said they decided to just come down west and then back in to the north, and then it'd be easy access to go out and go west again. So I thought that was kind of cute of them. They aren't all too happy, and they're kind of acting befuddled, and they're hurrying up and get that change before too many people see that.
Okay, they're trying to change it now.
Oh, yes, they got about 8 or 9 fellows up there ready to roll, and they got it all cones down there with disaster tape around there so you don't run over them and stuff like that, you know.
Well, that's good to hear, and you wonder who gave the original order to have them painted that direction.
Yeah, right. Well, gee, you'd know the kind of... Who's done the painting would know that they should question that and make sure they wanted to have it that way. I think, but they don't question things anymore. You're liable to get fired.
Yeah.
I'm down here at the old Shovel Lounge parking lot here by the old railroad station, and they got this looking pretty nice. They got blacktop all over here on the north side and on the south side, or the east and west side. It's really nice, Charlie.
The old Shovel Lounge, though, is still closed, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's kept up. It isn't junky looking or nothing like that. It's kept up nice. But this, the old train station, it really looks nice. I'm just admiring the chimney right now. There's a layer of brick up about 2 feet, and then there's stone around that. And then there's a layer of brick, and then there's stone around that. Another layer of brick, stone, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tiers of stone in between. If you look at that, I wonder if, I imagine that would be original. But that was, I never noticed that before in my life.
Well, that's good.
And they got the tile roofing on one side yet. I imagine that's original there, too.
But right, yeah.
You'll have to take a look at that chimney there on the train station there. It's pretty neat. Hey, I'll see you. Have a good day.
Okay, Ted, thanks.
Yeah.
All right, Ted Jolliffe has been on the scene. Okay, so they're redoing it. But, you know, that when you think about it, backing in to those parking places might have been a good idea, because you could pull out and be able to see what's coming. You know, when you're parked in a diagonal situation, you have to back out a ways before you can see what's coming. But maybe in some of the new cars now that have the cameras, maybe that's taken care of. Okay, so the stripes are being rearranged as we speak. Thanks to Ted Jolliffe for taking a trip down there. Oh, boy. All right. Now you wonder, too, the Shovel Lounge was such a busy place for many, many years. And then it's gone, but will anybody ever reopen the Shovel Lounge? Okay. Moving right along, 1124. I still need somebody to tell me the name of the county highway in which the covered bridge is located, the brand new, well, it's been there for, what, 3 or 4 years now, that covered bridge over the Scioto River, or the Olentangy, I should say, it's on a county highway with a name. Yeah, and that highway goes all the way down, comes, if you follow it, will come out on Route 98. Yeah. Goes through some interesting territory, beautiful country. There's an old Grange Hall on that road, too. I don't know if the fellow that lives or had lived in that Grange Hall is still around. I don't know. But the Granges are all gone, aren't they? All the Granges of Marion County and maybe Morrow County and Wyandotte County, are there still? I would think there still would be some Granges in Morrow or Wyandotte. I don't know for sure. You let me know if you know. I'll give you a prize. Okay. Name the county road where you'll find the covered bridge. And it starts with the letter S, if that helps. Okay. And let me see, what else? There's a creek east of Clarendon that has the name of a river animal. A creek east of Marion, well, east of Clarendon, actually, that's named after a river animal. Now, what would that be? I'll give you a hint. It starts with the letter O. What animal would that be to have a creek named after it? 11:26, that's the time. I've got coffee and donuts from Andrews. Wow. Okay, and what else can I tempt you with? Oh, yeah. This I asked before. There are two roads in Marion County with the title, if you didn't look at the letters, would have to do with male and female, or one of them. They both have the same name. The road is pronounced the same, but it's spelled differently. The one road has an E and the other has a U in it. What is that road? Well, there are two of them. Can you name the road? They're both pronounced the same way, but they're spelled differently. I don't know if there's any others like that in Marion County or not. Two roads with the same name? You have to know which one you're going to, but if you knew, one has got a letter E in it, and one has a letter U in it. Now, what's the name of those highways in Marion County? Two of a kind, you might say. And they deal with male or female. Well, female mainly. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Would that creek be Otter Creek?
Yes, it's Otter Creek. Right, yes, okay. Now, would you like a prize today?
What do you have?
Well, I have Zumbezi Bay, the Columbus Zoo, and the Wilds.
Nothing to the Columbus Zoo?
Yeah, okay. I'll put you down. What's your name?
Kathy Christ.
Kathy Christ. Okay. Uh-huh. You're one of the Christ girls. Okay, Kathy. And you know where we're located?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Your tickets
right,
will
have
be
a good
waiting.
Day.
Okay. All right, Kathy Christ. All right, good to hear. All right. Today is the 16th. How many of you are going to the Bratwurst Festival? How many of you have been there already? Those of you who've been there, give me a call. Let me know what you liked. Caller, go ahead. Hello?
Yeah, Charlie?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was talking to Carol, and Schulze told me that those engines are over in the Amish country, so I don't know exactly what part, but he said he was over there the other day, a while back, and he said, yeah, they got 27 steam engines, so you might have to explore on that and find out. That's where it's located, though.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before. Yeah, okay.
Well, that's a new one, Charlie. You'll be interested. Maybe you can get over there sometime.
Yes, right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. 27 steam engines over in the Amish country, maybe Holmes County area? Well, that's something. Man, I keep looking at these. These donuts are so good. Woo. Okay, here's a caller. All right, caller, go
Hello?
Ahead. Yes.
Yes, the bridge road, would that be St. James?
Yes, it's St. James, yes, correct.
Good, what a beautiful bridge that is.
Oh, isn't that? Oh, I tell you, you can just...
Wonderful.
Yes. Would
Scott,
you, like-
you know we hear so much about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but actually, one of the first big socialists to run for president came from right here in Marion, Ohio.
Oh, yes, Norman Thomas.
Yes, and did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream?
No, I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the first ice cream socialist.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. GOAT. Acronym. stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
We're back once again. Those Andrews donuts are sure good. Wow. 11:31's the time, and we got an answer on the road. I wish the person would call back because we had a break came up right during her answering time or his answering time. So if you're the one that called up with the correct name of that road for the covered bridges, call me back and we'll register you for a prize. I still have Zambezi Bay, the zoo, and the wilds. I don't know what we're going to do once the zoo, well, the zoo will always be there. Zambezi Bay won't be, someplace you'll be going in the wintertime. 11:32 right now, and so we heard about the stripes on West Center Street. Okay, here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
I answered the bridge Things Road question.
Okay, what would you like for a prize?
Zoo tickets, if you still have any.
Zoo, I sure do. Okay, and your name?
My name is Tom Fout, F-O-U-T. F is in Frank, O-U-T.
Okay, Tom. Thanks for calling. Your tickets will be waiting for you. Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay, bye. All right, let me put that down here, 816. Tom Fout. Okie doke. Boy, we're giving away a lot of tickets today, a lot of callers. And, boy, do I appreciate callers. You know, it's so much fun being able to talk to people. Out there in the listening audience, there's such an array of different occupations, different types of people with, some interesting stories probably. And we're hoping that we can serve more and more of you all the time. More people need to know about WWGH. And I think we're finally getting around to that point where it's a local thing here. And we like to talk about local things, that's for sure. I do, I know. Okay. Here's another question. There, to become a teacher years ago, you had to pass a certain exam. It started with the letter B. And all teachers had to take that. And I don't know the procedure or anything like that. But, yes, this, and it's a one-word title. In fact, there's a road north of Prospect with the same name. And it's a test that teachers had to take before they became certified to teach. What was the title? It started with the letter B. Okay. And what else do we have here? Oh, there's a road in Waldo named for a razor sharp or a razor company. A company that makes razors is the same name as a road in Waldo. Now, what would that be, you say? Yeah, a road in Waldo with the same name as a razor company. Why? I got coffee and these donuts. My. Let me see. And you want another? Yeah. And the lady said Otter for Otter Creek. Yeah, that's right. And let me see what else. There's a street on the east side of Marion that has the same name as a floor wax company. A street on the east side of Marion, not too far from here, with the same name as a shoe. As a floor wax company. 7403-39944. Can you guess that one? Okay. Oh. And there's another road in Marion named after, you might say, Buckeye Chuck. What road is that? It's on the west side of Marion County. Okay. What road is named after Buckeye Chuck, not the name Buckeye, Chuck, but it has a name concerning that same animal. What road is that? Or can you tell me what road in Marion, two roads in Marion County are pronounced the same, spelt just one letter different, but are pronounced the same? Now, what would that be? And I can only imagine when somebody says, well, I live on blah, 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 and you found out there are two roads with the same name, spelled differently, but pronounced the same. And there are ones on the west side of Marion, ones on the north side. Okay, caller, go ahead.
How about Johnson Street?
Johnson Street is correct, yes. Okay, Johnson Floor Wax. Okay, would you like a prize today?
No.
Okay. All
How
right.
How about the other one would be Gillette?
Gillette, yes, and Waldo. Yeah, Gillette Road and Waldo, yeah. Boy, you're right. On, you're right on the ball. Okay. All right. Very good. So we have, we still need the name of the two roads in Marion County that have the same name, spelt just one letter different, but have the same pronounced the same way. I had to take a swig of coffee there. Okay, caller, go ahead. Yes, caller. Are you there? Okay, well, let me see here. Okay, how about you, caller?
How about Groundhog Pike?
Yes, Groundhog Pike, yes.
And I don't know where it is, but I've just heard the name before.
Yeah, it's on the west side of Marion County. Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And I wanted to thank you. I've won the Zumbeezy Bay tickets.
Yes.
And my kids went there on Wednesday and had a blast.
Oh, that's good to hear.
So, very wanted good. To thank you very, very much.
All right, you're welcome. Okay,
all right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Yeah, that's good to hear. All right. Because we give away a lot of tickets. And it'd be interesting, I bet, the zoo, I don't know if when you give them your ticket, they know where you're from or not. But okay, good morning. Are you there? Hello, caller. Now we got, yeah. Okay, keep calling. 7403-399-44. 1138 is the time. And we've heard about the stripes on West Center Street more than once today, and that's being resolved as we speak. All right, and the two roads in Marion County, they're pronounced the same but spelled differently. And I can only imagine if you said, hey, come on to my place, I live on blank road, and somebody took the wrong, well, the wrong, let me, I'm trying to think, one of them has hardly any homes on it. Okay, good morning, caller.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, Hope Road.
Hope? Did you say Hope Road?
Hope, yeah.
No,
H-O-U-A, what is it, H-O-U-C-H?
Oh.
There's two of them.
Oh, okay, well. Okay, well, I give you credit for that because the one I was thinking was Her Road, H-E-R.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, hey, would you like a prize today?
Yeah, I'll take the Zambezi Bay tickets.
Okay, and what's your name?
This is Randy Hensel.
Oh, Randy, how you doing?
Good.
All right. Okay, Randy. Well, see you later.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, Zambezi Bay. Okay, write that down. Okay. And boy, we're doing all right today. I talked to a lot of people. That's good. That's what we've been hoping for all along. we're getting them out. Let's see. We've talked to 6 winners already today. And I've got the winnings here. These donuts. Oh, wow. Boy, this is super duper. Yeah, they're a glazed, different. Oh, yeah, they're kind of hard to eat and talk at the same time, but boy, they're so good. All right, now, What other road? Oh, here's one. There is a road in Marion County that you'll find in the Bible, the name of it. Of course, you might find a number of different roads with biblical names. But this road is associated with two ladies. And this road is only named after one of the two ladies that were very prominent in the Bible. In fact, you might remember, too, there are some Sunday school classes that have the name of these two ladies. But I'm looking for one of the ladies. 740-383-9944. And let's see, what else here? Did I get the bridge in that was taken from Espeville Road and taken to another area? I don't think I ever got that answer, did I? It was taken from the Scioto River on the Espeville Road and transported to another location on the Olentangy River. And that's where it sits today, non-usable. It's not safe. But where's it at? And hopefully some of the people in that where it's at are listening. Okay. Oh, here we go. All right, good morning, caller.
Are you looking for Ruth Road?
Yes, Ruth Road, yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Naomi Ruth, remember those two ladies?
Yeah, I think it's out west. I rode by it before.
Okay. Now, would you like a prize?
Yes, what do you have?
I got Zumbezi Bay, the zoo, and the wilds.
Gosh, I don't know. Give me the,
Give
me the wilds.
Oh, that's good. That's quite a nice adventure, yeah. And what is your name?
Judy Summers.
Okay, Judy. Very good. Okay, well, thanks for your answer today.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Judy Summers, all right. Yes, the name of the road is Ruth. And the two ladies, of course, were Naomi and Ruth. And I think I mentioned before, my mother was in the Naomi Ruth Sunday School class at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Bucyrus. Okay. I still need the other name. There are two roads in Marion County that are pronounced the same and spelled one letter different. One has a U in it, and one has an E in it instead of the U. Can you name that road? 740-383-9944. I'll give you another hint, since we're getting late in the program today. The first letter in that road I'm looking for is a letter H. The letter H. Now, if you had a county road map, do they still give out county road maps anywhere around Marion? Now, the ones I've got at home were given away when I worked at WDIF. A long time ago. But does anyone give road maps away anymore? Now, I know the state does. At the Wyandotte County Fair, if you went over there in the merchant building, you would see a display from the Ohio Highway Department and oodles hundreds of maps to give away. Yeah, boy, every year when I haven't been able to get over there this year, but I usually do. Okay, we're going to break right now. We'll be back in about a minute here on WWGH at 107.1 on your FM dial.
Scott, WWGH Radio is my favorite place for news.
Well, Ted, I take that as high praise.
Well, it's true, without a doubt. Where else can you find a mayor, governor, treasurer, and the golden voice all on the same show? Variety is the spice of life.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place.
One 180 over 111 and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
150 over 90 and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we're back once again with the final portion here. And let's see, we had a caller, a caller came up during the break. So call me back. The two roads in Marion County, they're pronounced the same but spelled differently. Figure that one out. One has an H. Well, they both have it. They both have H in the title. Does that help? 7403-39944. Okay, and let me see what else I've got here I could ask you. We've had a lot of different callers today, and I certainly do appreciate it. And it's been fun talking about those stripes on the West Center Street. And good morning, caller.
Hi, is the answer you're looking for Her Road?
Yes, Her Road, H-E-R-R and H-U-R-R. Okay, and what would you like for a prize?
You guys got zoo tickets?
Let me see here if I got any zoo tickets. Yes, I do. I happen to have, yeah.
Awesome.
Okay, and what is your name?
Nathan Atkins.
Okay, Nathan. Okay, and yeah, you know where we're at.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Okay, thanks, Nathan.
All right, appreciate it. Bye.
Okay, all right. Boy, we're going to town today. That's good. Yeah. Tomorrow, well, this afternoon at about 12:15, you know, be on with Brandy Downs and Scott and myself. We'll be hashing it out for different topics for about 45 minutes. So be listening then, that's for sure. And, yeah, then I'll be finishing my donuts. is the time. And we're having fun here on this Friday morning. Now I need to come up with something else I can ask you. We found out about Buca di Beppa, the Italian restaurant in Columbus. Okay. And, of course, we have that new Chinese restaurant, fast food being built right now on the east side of Marion. Oh, yeah, things are going. Yes, caller, go ahead.
Yes, is the road you're looking for that bridge, Caledonia Northern Road over in Caledonia?
Let me see. I guess you could call it that. Yeah, it comes, yeah, Caledonia Northern.
Just
sure.
Right out of Caledonia?
Yes.
It's 309.
Yeah. Okay. So, what would you like for a prize? I got Zoo or Zumbezi Bay.
You have the Wilds?
Yes, I got the Wilds, too.
I'll have the tickets to the Wilds.
Hey, great. All right. And what is your name?
Mark Christ.
Mark Christ?
Yes.
Very good. Okay. All right, Mark. You know where
Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye. Boy, things are popping today. Let me write this down here. Okay. Yeah. All right. The Wilds. And you might see Jack Hanna over when you get over the Wilds, too. I often see that television commercial where this lady is driving her car and she stops somewhere and she looks out, Jack Hanna! Did I ever tell you the story that about Jack Hanna and me? Well, first of all, the first time I ever met Jack Hanna was when I worked at the original WDIF. It was the very first popcorn festival. Jack Hanna was going to be on stage, and they sent me down to interview Jack, or to introduce him, really, to the crowd. And I walked up on the stage and got right in next to Jack Hanna and said, Jack Hanna, I'm to introduce you. And he turned and looked at me and he said, I don't need any introduction. I don't need you. So I put my head down, walked off the stage. I'll never forget that. But then, well, I'll tell you more right here. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Janelle, there's two Hoke Roads.
Two Hoke Roads?
H-O-C-H and H-O-K-E.
Oh, really? Okay.
In Marion County.
All right. Okay. Would you like a prize today, too?
No, thanks.
Okay. Very good. Thanks.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. And so the next adventure with Jack Hannon, I was sent down to a laboratory north of Columbus to have an examination of my kidneys or something. I can't remember now. Anyhow, Jack Hannon was there, too, and he was ahead of me. And when he came out, everybody was laughing. Apparently, Jack Hanna is a pretty funny character anyhow. And so, okay, then I had my examination. And when it apparently he had flustered the people giving exams, because when they submitted my information to my family doctor, they said I was pregnant. And I'll never forget that. And I blame it all on Jack Hanna getting him so flustered, probably, because he was, you know, he's kind of an individual, like, lively. Okay. All right, now let me see. What else? So two roads by the name of Hoke. H-O-C-H and H-O-K-E, is it? All right, and let me see. What else can I ask you today? That, Oh, there's a caller. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Yeah, Charlie, I got back with that person about those steam engines. They said it's over there, and he talked about the, and I heard you mention the cuckoo clock, Sugar Creek.
Oh, Sugar Creek, sure. Oh, yeah.
Huh?
I've been over there. I rode that railroad, but I don't think the railroad's running now. But
well, he said that that's out there. There's a driving range out the road that goes out of there someplace, a putt-putt driver course or something like that. He said right in that vicinity, and it shouldn't be hard to ask and find out. It's got 20-some steam engine. It's got a heated floor in it so nothing would rust. It's got cabooses in there. It's got a turntable. So it'd be worth the trip to go see that baby.
Wow, I'll be over there for the Swiss Cheese Festival. Yeah, okay.
Well, you get more of you know, how those roads go here and then over here and then over there. But that's the vicinity it's in, Charlie. So
very good.
It sounds like he said it's really nice. So coming from Ed, I know that he's there. And he said he'd been over there not too long ago.
That's good, because I never heard that existed. That's great. Thank you.
Heated floor and everything, man. They're in a first class over there in that Amish, aren't they?
Yes, they sure are. You betcha.
I wonder if there's any Amish run one of those steam engines back in the days, in the Amish days.
Well,
I doubt there's a lot to work on anything.
I know one that tried to run one of them once, but his horse got tripped on the steps getting into the cab.
That sounds like a drunk railroader, you know.
Oh, boy, okay.
Okay, Charlie.
Okay, Ted.
Day,
righto. All right. Now, that's a tourist attraction I've never heard of before. How many of you have ever been to Sugar Creek? I go every year to the Cheese Festival. Oh, boy. I'm thinking of the Swiss cheese now. And, oh, it's great. And they have apple, what are they called, turnovers or whatever, 50 cents a piece. Been that way for years. Same price. But now, yeah, 27 steam engines. Okay, I hadn't heard about that. That's interesting. 11:54 is the time, and how are you doing out there? Boy, we've got a lot of people. I'm sure tickled to death. You know, we're trying to get more and more listening all the time, because this is your local connection, that's for sure. Now we have another picker-upper. Yeah, what's your name?
Ray Rudd.
Ray, yeah, let me see, Mr. Rudd. Yeah, Ray Rudd gets a Zumbeezy Bay. Okay, Ray, here you are. Two tickets to Zumbeezy Bay.
Thank you.
All right, okay. Yeah, okay. Boy, yes, okay. Let me see. Ray Rudd. Okay. Boy, we had a lot of people picking. Oh, yeah. Boy, this has been a good day. It's been a fun day, too. And it's even greater now that I've got Andrew's Donuts here and a cup of coffee. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, let's see. So the Espyville Road Bridge now spans the Olentangy River on the north side of Caledonia in what is the Caledonia Northern Road. It goes, yeah, Great. And let me see, with the creek, yeah, Otter Creek, got that. Let me see what else I haven't asked you here lately. Yeah, Gillette Razor Company down in Waldo. And let's see, find something else I haven't asked yet today. Yeah, name the company in Martell. Name the company in Martell that manufactures all the goodies that restaurants across the country, the restaurants across the country utilize in their food serving. A company in Martell, Ohio, that operates 7 days a week with a full force of people. So they have a product that's so much in demand. Name the company in Martell. Seven pours, you know, Martell is just a little crossroads town. It used to be a little bit larger. It used to have a post office and a couple of stores, but now it has no stores. Maybe they could use one. And the little town of Martell. And this company there is gangbusters. Employ a lot of people 7 days a week. And, you know, just to keep up with demand for their products. That's really great to hear. That there once was Pillsbury there, and once was another company, but the latest is a company that's family owned from Ohio. Here we go. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Those are apple fritters at Sugar Creek, Charlie.
Apple fritters, yes, for 50 cents. Yeah. No,
they are delicious.
Yeah, I can taste one now.
So can I.
Okay, thanks. All right. Apple fritters, yes. At the Swiss Festival in Sugar Creek. That will be coming up the end of next month, incidentally. And I hope to be able to get over there again this year. I'm getting fewer places. I don't walk as far as I used to. Most of you don't. You're old. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Charlie, it's not Pillsbury, is it?
What was the name again?
Pillsbury?
No, it's not Pillsbury. It used to be. Okay. The company that owns it now is based in Ohio, but stretches outside of Ohio even, but it's family-owned. Yeah, family-owned company. And they have a facility in Bucyrus handling flour. And the company in Martell manufactures food products that are used all over the country. 740-383-9944. What's the name of that company? All right. Good morning, caller.
General Mills replaced Pillsbury.
General Mills did, but General Mills is now gone.
Oh.
Yes, okay. There's another company in there.
All righty.
Okay. All right. If I don't get the answer here, I'll tell you before I end the program, which would be in just a little. Well, I'll tell you right now. Minnell Milling Company. M-E-N-N-E-L, Minnell Milling Company, is the company in Martell. Okay, caller, go ahead.
Okay, Charlie, one last stop. What about Minnell?
Minnell, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
I'll give you, hey, would you like a prize?
What do you have?
Zumbeezy Bay and the zoo. In the wild.
I think zoo tickets.
All right, okay, and your name?
Sarah Burgraff.
Yeah, Sarah. I thought that sounded like Sarah.
Yes, that's me, Charlie. Still
okay.
Listening.
Okay, all right, Sarah.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, we're about to end the program, aren't we? Yeah, it's in BZ Bay. Okay. All right. Today is the 16th, the Bratwurst Festival. Oh, I can smell them cooking now. Hey, do you know what? I have cooked bratwurst in a George Foreman Grill, and they come out just really great in no time at all. See ya here in a little bit, well, about an hour.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. For Jim Lavelle, the man handcuffed to Lee Harvey Oswald when he was assassinated.
So when you're coming out the door with Lee Harvey Oswald handcuffed to you, you're there to protect him. Take me through that walk. What do you see? How did it happen?
All right. Well, as I walked through the door, I could see. I've always made it a habit in my career, especially as a detective, if I went into a room where there's more one people around, I did a quick look over of all of them, up and down. So I saw Ruby. He was standing there, and he was holding that pistol in his left hand, pressed against his leg, down just above his knee. Well, he was surrounded by police officers and reporters, but none of them was looking down. They was all looking up head high, and I saw it. And as soon as I saw that, I was already within 4 or 5 steps of him by that time. And when I saw it, then I knew exactly what was going to happen. So I began my defense on it, trying to jerk Oswald behind me. And I was moving him behind me when he took 2 steps forward, and he put him in arm reach. In my reach, I reached over and grabbed him by the left shoulder and shoved back and down on him. But at the same time, of course, he'd switched that gun in his right hand and fired. And
the legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Yeah. Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?